I'm here with my friend and colleague, Gary Steingart, whose last book was his memoir, Little Failure, which of course he isn't, but you know.
Thank you. There you go.
And we always have friends and colleagues come by and recommend things that they're reading, looking at, feeling, seeing. So I thought I'd do the same with you, Gary. Are you reading anything lately or are you seeing anything lately that you want to urge on our listeners?
Yeah. So starting July 22nd on Netflix, my favorite show of the last couple of years is coming back. It's called BoJack Horseman.
What is it?
It's a cartoon. Mm-hmm. It's an animated show about a washed up, middle-aged talking horse.
So it's Mr. Ed for grown-ups.
It's Mr. Ed for grown-ups and Mr. Ed for our times, I would say. The casting is hilarious. Amy Sedaris is the horse's agent, who's this cat. Lisa Kudrow is this talking owl that the horse falls in love with. You couldn't ask for anything better. But it does this thing that is very strange. So, you know, when I write tragic comic fiction, so-called, it's joke, joke, sigh, joke, joke.
That's the pattern.
Sigh. That's the pattern usually. But this is just joke, 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 joke. And yet at the end, it ends up being the saddest thing you've ever seen. I actually have finished season two feeling absolutely bereft for my own prospects as well as for this horse's prospects.
So while the rest of the world is watching Orange is the New Black, you're watching that.
Yeah, and I think there's a growing movement of BoJackians who really are into it.
So what else is on your list?
As I enter middle age, just like this horse, I become obsessed with watches. Watches.
Yeah.
So I began to read obsessively a watch site called Hodinkee.com, Hoidinkee. Hodinkee with a Y means watch in Czech. And it's really the sort of most nitty-gritty, nerdiest website on watches I've ever seen. And it's actually brilliant. I look at it before I look at the actual news. This is what's so scary.
What do you got on here?
This is a watch that Hodinkee has championed quite a bit. This is a Nomos. And Nomos is a new watch company made in Glashütte in Saxony. And it's a kind of a challenge to the sort of ornate Swiss watchmaking. Look at it. It's just, first of all, it's very feminine. Look how curved the lugs are. Oh, yeah.
The lugs. I didn't even know the term.
The term of art.
I like
lugs.
That.
The lugs are very curved. Look at the orange accent on the dial. It's a pure Bauhaus design. And people like myself who read Hodinkee before we read the New York Times, et cetera, every morning are known in the argot of the people who use this site as wisses, watch idiot savants. And I look at these watches and all of a sudden I feel safe about this very unsafe world. And then I tune in and Trump destroys that little break.
Yeah. So Gary, are you listening to anything these days?
Well, I've gone back, and this is partly because the movie Straight Outta Compton came out last year, but I've gone back to my friend Ice Cube. And, you know, when I went to
Oldies
but goodies. When I went to the Oberlin Institute for Special People in the 90s, early 90s, that's all we listened to was Ice Cube. So the way this ties in, I don't know if you remember, but several years ago I wrote for this magazine about my inability to drive. Since then, my inability to drive has continued, but I've bought a car, a Volvo.
Baby steps.
Baby steps. But the car is so safe that it actually drives itself almost. So I put on the Ice Cube, and the Ice Cube motivates me to actually step on the accelerator and get out of the driveway. So I listen to these lyrics, and each lyric needs its own trigger warning. There's no question. They don't make lyrics like this anymore, right? I mean, no, I can't even do it.
Give it a shot. It's public radio.
With no Vaseline, giving up. I'm trying to do it, but every word is so frightening. It really, you know, the Volvo is my safe space, but that's where I put on the stuff that needs the trigger warnings.
And this was big at Oberlin?
Oh, sure. Yeah, yeah. Ice Cube was huge. NWA, the whole mishpucha, if you will. America most. You can yell all day, but you don't come close. Because you know I'm the one that broke you done
ran 100 miles, but you still got one to go with the LEEC. Gary, thanks a lot.
Thanks so much. Great to see you and great to be back.
Novelist Gary Steingart recommending the animated show BoJack Horseman, the wristwatch nerd website Hodinkee.com, good luck spelling that, and the music of Ice Cube.